This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The song playing in the background right now, Delta the Leo, Aribineng. It deserves one of these, man. Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio on a Thursday afternoon. I go by the name of King Bash, your side chick's favorite DJ with the winter stock himself. Welcome to the final hour of the show. And as you know, man, the Capricorn Adventure is the home to all things music and pop culture, right? We are the biggest movement right now. And we know about the biggest movement that is happening around the province, which is Lekompo. It is a Lekompo movement all over. But where is this movement actually going? Is it just, you know, going to other provinces or neighboring countries, that is? So, well, it's going all over Europe, and I'll tell you why in a short while. Joining me in studio right now is someone who is taking a Lekompo to the world. She's a three-time world dancer, champion, singer, DJ, and so much more from Limpopo. She goes by the name of Delta the Leo. Got her in studio right now. Hi, Delta.
Tovela.
Nalekai, man.
Realocha.
Nalekai.
I'm very grateful and thankful. Wamurelo, akala rato lele kaka. Feels good to be home, kirai.
Ne?
Yes.
How does it actually feel? Like, o feel as wang maro tujiga mu studio ngubi short wata moya kwa mohaya, man.
I feel very blessed.
Yeah.
Especially because I'm alive. But unfortunately, nako iba betile. Yeah, so I'm very excited, ecstatic.
Yeah.
Because there's no place like home.
No, most definitely.
That's why I care about where I am.
So, I mean, Delta, for someone that is hearing you for the very first time, right? How would you describe yourself?
Delta the Leo.
Yeah.
Delta Choshi, ke monyana wa Mopedi wa go tswa Mashashane Falkopo. Ke rata segagešo, and that's why I'm taking the liberty to, you know, pause the hip hop, pause the trap, pause the amapiano and say bonange. Ga go shu rubina differently. Rena le sound bitjwa le kompo ene re binela bona le ka sa re tswara. And that is why I've become the dancer that I am and known in the world, because it's the influence ya le kompo as much as I had to dance to other styles. So Delta is an art lover. Ke rata batho, I love to entertain and I love to share, because you know, sharing is caring.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
So let's you know, dive straight into the name.
Mm.
The name Delta.
Yeah.
Le tswa kae le bitso le ba reng
ke. Lena ke le theile ke mogekolo wa tswalang mma Martina Choshi.
Mm.
Well, she named me after a very wise man. Apparently this man was like really really smart and his name was Daltron, right?
Okay.
So it's like Delta ke wena nna ka se mitse Daltron ke tlo mitse Delta. But the true meaning of my name means a state of tranquility. A state of inner peace.
Inner peace, yes.
Yes. Correct.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. So let's take it back to the genesis, right?
Yeah.
When did you discover, you know, I hear what's about King, you're a lover of art, you're a lover of, you know, entertainment, you love entertaining and interacting with people, right?
Mm.
But can we take it back and find out when did this love start? When did you know what's about King, I have this no,
it would have been from the moment I could literally walk and talk, because like a normal 1 year old. I mean, now with the likes of social media, we can see what 1 and 2 year olds do. So yeah, but for me it would have been skolong, because the teacher chaka bederator kibine katlasi, you know. So I then became one year old. Hey, uma jaiva, no mo skolong.
So was it ever that you were gaga get Delta?
Yes, kibine leka society. Kala mocha lena. Saka mukakula rabine. Bopine like rabine. And then when chadi. So that's where it started.
That is so beautiful, man. And look, let's take it, you know, as a Limpopo, you know, artist, and I think I can crown you as that as well.
Correct.
You know, because this is where you're from.
Correct.
How did your family, I know, you know, your family knew.
Exactly.
But what was the reaction? I mean, why I'm asking this is because I think especially bahale ke ntwele ya gore they don't really believe gore gone le, you know, a future in, you know, music and art and whatever, because re try gore ba mamma ngwana mamma ke doctor ngwana mamma ke lawyer ngwana mamma ke teacher, right?
Correct.
But how did they react, you know, to you trying to do all this into entertainment?
Bomma very protective at the beginning be bagana, but mogekolo ra wa ngwana o different mo fena ko re bone gore ntho we kushisha go fitla kae, and I think it took me winning my first World Dance Championships in Scotland to then allow them to see that okay o khwedi tshe chelete o buile ka di trophy bangwadile ka ena mo di pampiring wa diragatsa jwa tshe, and the more the brand started growing, people knowing gore Delta is not only just a dancer, she does music. And then the DJing came, and then, you know, directing music videos, and just the scope of that became bigger to a point where just last year I completed my music business master's at the Academy of Sound. And before that, obviously, I studied marketing. Yeah. So it kind of just showed that given the opportunity to express which is Hubina, opened up for more things.
Yeah.
So parents usually feel gore tsantsa o ithuta pele, which is very important because the education has helped me navigate it differently and just run my business very differently from someone who hasn't gotten formal education. So go batswadi ba ba le bana ba talent, take it further by upskilling them,
100%.
Taking them to institutions that can propel them and even get them to get, you know, an income.
100%.
Because when you're on stage, you get paid.
Yeah.
When you're working behind stage, you get paid. And there's more than just the music. You know, you have producers, you have yourself behind the mic on radio.
100%.
You have a person who's choosing the music.
Mm-hmm.
You have someone who's compiling it in terms of production and the music or the score sheet. So there's more that goes into the music or dance or entertainment as a whole. Different fields that work. And we can't literally have entertainment unless we have the creators, which is the artists.
That's very much true.
Yeah.
Now, let's speak about their reaction, right?
Mm.
I mean, obviously, batswadi ba rata go bona something.
Correct.
Yeah, something. As you mentioned that, you know, school comes first. But now, let's speak about when they started seeing you win awards, you know, hearing that, how was that reaction for them? Like, what was their reaction to that?
So the first one, I'll take it back to the first time they saw me do a Michael Jackson tribute where I was the choreographer for 25 dancers at the age of, I think it was 21.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one would be receiving my first music awards at the Limas, Meropa, Morai. And having my mom and my gran, you know, it just made me feel like, okay, it's not just the dancing. Because so it was also nice.
No, that is some amazing, you know, some amazing stuff right there. So let's speak about the challenges, Delta. Right?
Yes.
You know, you've come across any challenges that you feel like, you know what, I've come across these challenges as you're navigating this game, you know.
Correct.
How did you come how did you overcome those challenges?
I would feel just being present, still doing this, I'm still overcoming, because you never just overcome and it ends there.
True.
I realized that wherever I stumbled amongst challenges, I asked for help.
Mm-hmm.
On my journey, I've asked to get mentorship.
Uh-huh.
What I didn't know, I learned from someone who did. Mm. Where I didn't understand something, I asked questions.
Mm.
Whereas a lot of people end up in more difficulties because ababujish.
Mm.
You feel like we're not, but we just you are slow.
Yeah.
But I've realized that when you humble yourself and learn, you get to understand even more. So my go-to in terms of being lost is going to people that are more experienced, people who've been in the industry. People will say, Deltoska ya mole, ya mole, or take your time. I've been fortunate or ile ka ba le a mentor such as WHP.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, o tlo khwetsa sound ya gago. It's not a one-day thing. It's ya nako. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yes.
Be open to practice. Be open to collaborate. And here I am today, 10 years later, still doing what I love.
And still learning.
Yes, and still learning.
No, most definitely. You know, before I pay the bills, right? I mean, from a creative director to MC, I think I need to put you on the spot right now.
That's
exactly what I'm going to do, right? So from a, you know, creative director, MC, dancing, music, if you had to pick one, which one would it be?
It would be dance.
Okay.
Dance is my frequency. It's my frequency.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. No, most definitely. I'm still hanging around with Delta the Leo, man. Amazing. I've got so many questions. You know, my mind is blowing up right now as I speak. So if you have, you know, questions or compliments for Delta the Leo, do send them through to my WhatsApp line, 079-899-6226, 079-899-6226. Asiretle mo ka ralo ga ga nnete ba re chaba re bone. It is Delta the Leo, and as the song was playing, she's like, yo, what a throwback. And I'm like, it's a throwback Thursday, what are you expecting? At this moment, when this song was playing, like, what went through your mind? Your heba to Amudim.
Yo.
You know, you can release music and some songs you don't even play. You play them, but after a very long time.
This is the song that reminded me that, you know, Mudimu. At this point when I recorded Koshaye, I was in limbo between, am I doing music? Is this thing really working for me? Like, you know, yeah. I just got out of depression, by the way. And to dig deep and find the things that you love when you feel like your things, life is just so tough. You know, young people, we go through so much that we don't talk about. Artistry 100%. Is very demanding.
Yeah.
And I think when I started doing music, no one prepares you for the attention.
Yeah.
That so-called fame thing. Yeah. That's why now when someone is like, Kor, what's the ultimate goal? Kor, nyakoba famous kid. I don't want fame. Yeah. I enjoy going to the mall. I want to turn 10. Sometimes you look familiar. You know, I enjoy the peace.
Yeah.
I can walk anywhere. I'm not mobbed. Really, really think a lot of people that start at a certain point and maybe have had the opportunity of getting the buzz, they know what I keep your distance because 100%. you have the comfort of just
because
it's just very different when you have people 100%. All the time. It's almost like it's like you're the specific exactly and it really is confusing and there's just people around you most of the time. Next thing busy in a way that you need that grounding. So I'm very grateful that I was able to recollect myself.
Yeah.
And Chabarubone reminded me what I'm here to make sure that I'm able to take care of myself, my extended family, and those close to me. You know, everything else is just I'm meant to enjoy the gift of Bophelo.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Yeah, Chabarubone did that because it was number one on Trace.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the reason I was able to work with Samro. It opened doors for other things, but whatever Delta you were like, okay, people were now, you know, it's just the same way Oblela translated. So it was nice. I was like, oh, so it feels like it's French or Portuguese. So okay. So let's go with it. Chabarubone.
No, that's beautiful, man. That's really, really beautiful. I mean, you've been in the industry as you've mentioned for a very long time, right?
Yeah.
You've gone across the genres. I mean, from trap,
correct,
you know, from reggae.
To R&B,
hip hop, you were there. And now Lukombo.
I need
to find out from you why. Why now and why Lukombo?
I feel like I've earned, you know, about earn your stripes.
Yeah.
And I feel like I want to talk a Delta Tsububin. So during in the dance field.
Yeah.
So it's like a doctor, or a professor, Thomas Amoy.
100%.
And I can justly say, oh, are you going to move? So 100%. it's part and parcel. Mm. Be a dancer, dance music.
Nah.
So Lukombo, Delta the Leo.
And speaking about that, you know, the music, what inspires the music and the writing? You know, like, what is it that inspires Delta to say, what's my king? This is why I'm going to write a specific song or whatever the case may be.
I'm obsessed with expressing. And I feel like being able to express and someone else connect with what you're expressing
mm-hmm.
is like poetry. I've always loved poetry. So instead of just goreta,
yes,
in the common way,
yeah.
I made it a little bit unconventional
uh-huh.
by bringing the dance, the music and poetry. And leka makarapa khono kwa ke bolela ka hore a re tla re tlhokomeleng bagekolo le bagalala. Let's not forget home. A re tla re cheleng
No, I hear you. And look, speaking of that, since you know energy is everything.
Correct.
So where now, how do you get that, you know, feel, this is the kind of person I want to work with on a particular song?
It's most important the message they want to leave.
Okay.
I can write about all the artists which offer a bit of bubble gum.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like even though my music you are dancing to it in a less substance.
Okay.
I draw back to the fact that ukulor chabarbone eva tankarki dropile mabat. So that's the essence of the message.
Yes.
Lore ki dropile however many years ago, what we call Maramuto. Exactly.
Yeah.
So Semanje is a long lasting message. It's like Bible. We'll 100%. Never be out of the fashion. So the music that I create, I need them to understand Batsaba Jiniabo, Nabanoko Shela Batu, message Omofi.
All right.
And the encouragement, life is a gift.
Yes.
Tonso Tokomelebo Pilo Leba. Batlo tele changu shachao, by being inspired or by pile bo pile well oring, bo fruitful.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's speak about, you know, the artists in the province. Mm. Are there some artists that you feel like, you know what, I really want to work with these people?
Correct.
In the near future. Any art, maybe name drop Tunyana.
It's a long list. Know? It's a long list.
I was coming for baby.
Okay, Castle for baby.
Tunyana.
I think the two ladies right now that are unapologetic would be Karishma and Janesh.
Okay.
But I am, who's this guy that you interviewed, the producer dude?
Babatara Shwazi.
Yes.
Yes.
I like his approach to expression. His instrumental composition is out of this world.
Yeah.
I love people who are already in another portal.
Yeah.
We know we are on earth, ne? And we are in this realm.
Yeah.
So whatever realm he's in, and I love that about the people that I've mentioned. Yeah, there's always a message.
All right.
Yeah.
So since we're not, you are always on the road, is it safe to call you Ligarap?
I don't think it's safe now because Kitagai Ranch. That's why I can confidently say Makarapetangai.
Okay.
I just remember I used to hear this word ranchi beke sa hola.
Yeah.
Makarapa. I'm like, okay. But it
Kirina.
Okay, but fair enough.
Yeah.
Because Kita school holiday, but there's no need for you to wait that long. Come home, ground, replenish,
100%.
Make a difference. And that's why I'm home, because to come give motivational talks to also say, Ronald, the opportunity, guys, you can be home and make things amazing. And 100%. You can also be wherever in any province, but don't become a success. That still seek help, that still need advice, that still need opportunities.
Nah, most definitely. Now, let's speak about the song in itself, Barake Makara.
Correct.
Know. Congratulations on that.
Thank
once
you
again.
So much.
It's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
So what is the message? You broke it down. You did.
Yeah.
But I need us to, you know, just unpack it in a way. What inspired your Nakabu Yona?
It just got oitagai ranch. Oh, wana baswa.
Yeah.
There's almost a little bit of sadness because Ogushwar Baba Leng Mo, if they had a choice, they wouldn't be here. Correct? 100%. And Rona Baba Tlugileng Banali access to a lot of things, but they don't come home to either express and share.
Yeah.
So Makarapa is also encouraging batho ba bantsi ba loreng abarato uberekisha leleme la bona. We know in certain places about gunjani, skipani, dog. No, asi leleme la rena ke. And we are not bashing, we're just saying there's just so much prideness and power in mentioning your name, your surname.
Yeah.
How you do music, because a lot of people are like, I thought you were from the US. I'm like, Kimo Pedi ke abulela. You know? And I was like, I thought you were colored. I'm like, Xeme, bro. I know Dala, but Kimo Pedi ke abulela. I was like, bro, I thought you were. I'm like, I speak all of those other languages, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm multilingual.
100%.
But my mother tongue,
Kisipedi. I love that. I love that so much. And I mean, you know what? Another thing I needed to find out from you. Can we expect a body of work?
Definitely.
Tell me about, do you have any features in your
mind? Oh, yes. I don't know if you're familiar with Tolex Q.
No, Tolex Q, no.
So, Tolex... Oh, let me not say Tolex Q. Tolex, produced for Makazi.
Oh, okay.
Correct. So I'm working. I'm in studio with him. Diema is also a praising poet.
Okay.
Also for Tolex is from Venda.
Mm-hmm.
Diema is from Mashashane.
Okay.
As I'm building this body of work, and I'm just thinking, yo, it's going crazy. But anyway, I have Okay Woody Des.
Okay.
I have Captain Mashaka. I'm actually here to actually work with other creatives. So tomorrow we are in studio cooking up. So yeah, I don't think it's even just a body of work. I have bodies of works coming out.
That's amazing. Exciting, exciting.
Yeah.
All right. So I mean, I've seen your Instagram, and on your Instagram, you know that you're busy, you know, preparing for a Lukompo European tour.
Correct,
right?
Correct.
Tell us about that, and which countries will you be going to? Because
all right,
that is
so
exciting.
Yeah. So I'm going to Sweden. I'm going to Berlin. I'm going to Germany. I'm going to, where's my other list? But look,
it's
go
so
to
long.
Yeah, go to
it's
my
so
socials
long.
Because also other venues are still confirming as I've announced that I'm coming. So they're like, ah, want you to come. I've gotten a request from Ireland. I've gotten a request from London, England, as well
big.
As Switzerland. So it might be longer. We might be re-extending it to 2026. But what matters for me is that as a dancer, I will be giving dance workshops. As a DJ, I'll be playing at some of, you know, these countries' top clubs.
Yeah.
And then also as a musician, I am also looking to collaborate with artists, because the first time I went to Sweden, I was able to work with other producers. But now having Lukompo kind of like looming, taking over the stage after Amapiano, it only makes sense to go show them how we dance, how we speak, how we move, and how we actually mix this music when we play.
So what the sound is like for that.
Correct.
I feel like it's actually it's taking over. Like it's,
it is.
You can't ignore it.
It is.
You know, you really, really can't ignore
it. It's got roots.
It's got roots.
It's got roots.
You know, so I want to share JV. You know
wait,
what I mean?
All right. Hey.
So, I mean, speaking of the tour, you're speaking of, you know, the dance, the DJing, you know, infusing it with everything when it comes to creativity on it. But are you going to also showcase the other Lukompo artist's music, or
correct,
would it just be your
correct
own?
It's not just me, because Kichwa Rai, Rai is a village, it's a combination of people.
Yes.
From the fashion itself. So I'll be transporting, exporting what Limpopo is about. So stay tuned to the socials, man.
All right, most definitely. And then wrapping up, right, what is your message? You know, you spoke of that one person who's like crying, or go really depressed, or maybe just someone that does not even know how to, you know, get to a certain level. What is your message to that person?
To everyone that is listening, whatever your background, you are on earth for a very unique reason. Just go out there, whatever your passion is. Every business starts somewhere. And whilst I was supporting you, find someone else. But if it doesn't work on your right, make it work on the left, on the back, in the front, under, bona. Have your plan A up to Z. That's why we have these alphabets. Create a formula. Yagaru. And then don't give up. Sometimes it's going to feel like, yo, I've been doing this thing. And just when you at the brink, that's when the magic is going to happen. And let's put God at the center of everything. Because there was times where I always felt like, yo, Mara Mudimu, but I never lost my faith. Because I know what Mudimu also prepares your journey when you are ready. Sometimes but we are not working hard enough. We are not designing our lifestyle right enough. So good habits, discipline, practice, repetition. Bar ewa 10 times, get up 50 times. We have a lot of examples, a lot of artists. So before wana motho a dira gatsa or aiba mang, a perfect example ke Makhadzi. O tswa wana mo province ya rena or bontshitse gore ngwana wa go tswa anywhere from the village, Okhono Tamali PET Award, now even crowned the best artist of the year. Ya bontsha gore two leading genres mo country nya rena ke hip hop le Lukompo. So if you're not seeing the signs, as a proud Limpopian, ke emelela ka maoto and do something with your future.
Yeah, no, a mouthful resonates well. Also with me, right? So before I let you go, where can people find you on the socials?
It's Delta the Leo across all platforms. So even for streaming my music, it's Delta the Leo. Oh, bananka ruti major Delta the Leo spelled really quickly. D E L T A T THELEO. If all fails, we'll be able to ID. Delta Choshi. DELTACHOSHI. Lea itzeba kamuka Google. So you can just Google me.
Most definitely. Delta, thank you so much for taking your time.
Thank you for having me.
You know, to come and share with us, you know, and all the best on the tours that you'll be on, because that is something phenomenal, right?
Thank you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.